Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. Jive Talk here on The Drive with Bob and Jeff. 869-1240 is the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline. We ask you to get out to Mike Seltzer's Jewelers and register to win a collegiate pendant. If you haven't already done so, you can by visiting Mike Seltzer's Jewelers at 2929 North Rock Road. And be listening here on Saturday morning for Under the Hood, courtesy of Mel Hamilton Ford. That show airs from 9 to 10. You can get your questions about your car answered at that time. All right, time for Top 10 Wednesday Sports Duos, the category. A lot of ways you could go here, but some that are going to be on both lists.
Well, a lot.
And that you can't debate. So I don't know what kind of a debate we're going to have.
Before you ask, no, I didn't leave anybody off. This is my list.
You may have.
I understand how some people will attach value to other duos, sentimental or whatever, and here are the 10 that I attach the most value to from my lifetime. This is my personal list, and I believe in it, and I'll stand by it. Put that on at Twitter, at stuff I say or whatever.
You know what? I don't think anybody's that interested, no offense, in what you have to say.
Well, except the guy who made a whole Twitter account about
it. No, he made a Twitter account, but he's rethinking it.
Hasn't
just like
tweeted.
Most of these people do.
Hasn't tweeted, but whatever. We'll see what he does.
Why do you see? You want to be you enjoy that.
Well, let's see what he says. Let's see.
Don't conduct your life wondering what some anonymous guy with a Twitter account is going to say.
I don't wonder what he's going to say. I just wonder what he's going to say.
You know, I did very well without Twitter. I just want you to know that back in the day. Lived a wonderful life, conflict-free. Now I got this debate going on about Kevin Keatsman with some guy that I don't know and don't care about.
Well, I've kept it off my phone, so it's the best I can do right now.
Here we go, number 10, sports duos.
Number 10 sports duos on my list is Stockton and Malone. John Stockton, Karl Malone. Never won a title, but played their entire – well, Malone left for the Lakers, but basically their entire careers for the Jazz, synonymous with the pick and roll, and just a great longtime duo.
All right. And by the way, I see Kevin Keatsman is going to go on Fox Kansas City tonight at 6, 9, and 10 to discuss it. Stay away.
I agree.
Just go away.
Correct.
So I don't need to hear you, and shame on Fox for giving this guy a platform. Number 9.
Kobe and Shaq.
Is this going to be all basketball?
It's not going to be all basketball, but Kobe and Shaq deserve some love. They're kind of that they're a modern-day duo. They feuded. They broke up. They kind of made peace later in their careers, but they both in. I think Kobe had 5 titles to Shaq's 4, if I'm not mistaken. That's right.
You're going
to
leave off some people.
No, I know, but I did it on
purpose. Oh, you're going to leave off some that you never considered.
I considered them all.
And you're going to be in trouble. Number 8 on your list of sports duos.
I considered all of them. Wade and LeBron, another modern-day duo. They ushered in the era of super teams and ring chasing and stars joining forces.
Who was it?
Dwayne Wade and LeBron James. Played 4 seasons together.
By the way,
finals.
I get a tweet from Noel who says he'll go to Jason Eady if you unblock him on Twitter.
Done.
Really? That's all it takes?
Yep.
Oh, my God. I wonder if Jason Eady... Now, and by the way, have you heard back from him on your venture?
No, but I'll talk to him. I'm not worried
again?
About it. Yeah, I'm going to talk to him.
In August.
In July. When we see him
in
Colorado.
Oh, my God, you're going to Colorado. Number 7 on your list of sports duos.
I got to find Noel to unblock him, but I will absolutely do that. Number seven is Mays and McCovey. Talk about getting down to it. If that's number seven, who could the top six possibly be? It's amazing.
Well, you're going to miss some.
No, I missed a lot, but this is my list.
Yeah, I know, but you're missing some obvious ones.
Can only do 10.
Number six on your list, and we'd like to hear from you, listeners. Sports duos, who captured your fancy? And is there one today that would rise to any kind of level? Is there a sports duo out there?
Right now?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question. Well, you got now LeBron and Anthony Davis. You have Jimmy. No, I don't know. I put some of these on Twitter a few months
ago.
Is
Harden Paul a sports duo?
Yeah, I would say so. Most of them are in the NBA because this is where teammates really have the most impact on a game, 2 out of 5 as opposed to 2 out of...
Was Brady Gronkowski a sports duo that rose to the level?
I would say so. Yes.
Is Brady Belichick a sports duo that...
Number six on my
list. Wait a minute. I'm asking you.
Number six on my list.
Brady Belichick.
Brady Belichick.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I just... That's tremendously good on my part there.
Why do you say that?
Because I kind of predicted you'd have that.
I came up with it.
No, I came up with it.
Well, you obviously don't have it on your list if you're going to wonder aloud if it's worthy of being on somebody's list.
Let's get to the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline, 869-1240. Chris, what do you have?
Hello, guys.
Yeah, hi, Chris.
I was thinking about a football one, and the first one that came to mind was going to be Montana and Rice.
Well, that's certainly a good one.
That's kind of all I got today, guys. Thank you,
Chris. We appreciate it. Chris sounds a little exasperated.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Maybe it's the heat. Here's Leroy. Hello, Leroy. You're on the drive.
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing very well, Leroy.
Awesome.
Hey, I was called a jerk earlier in the show.
Hey, I've been called a lot worse. It gets easier.
What do you have on sports duos?
I'm going at it a different angle. What about, like, rivals or, like, Sosa and Maguire? They were not necessarily on the same team, but they kind of reinvigorated.
They would qualify to me as a sports duo, Leroy.
Yeah. And maybe Magic Johnson and Larry Bird.
That's a good – you've made us think outside the box, Leroy. Good job.
Not bad at all.
Happy to help.
There you go. That's very good.
Maybe that's a top 10 list later. Biggest individual sports rivalries. But not teams, only individuals.
Yeah. We'll get to that in a couple weeks. Mac is our guest. Hello, Mac.
Hold on, Bob. I got one that you probably will like. How about Wainwright and Molina?
Well, I like it, but I don't know that they'd rise to the top 10 level. Neither one. Well, Yadier Molina will be a Hall of Famer. But I think they're just outside of that top 10, but I appreciate the thought. I would probably go Gibson McCarver ahead of Wainwright Molina.
There you go.
And there you go. Nothing. No response.
Nothing.
That's okay.
There's a lot of good ones. And people attach, like, I could say Vizquel and Alomar, but I don't know if there have been two Indians teammates that have resonated with me as a duo, because I like just all of them. Lindor and Ramirez for a couple years, was that?
Would Vince Coleman, Willie McGee?
No. No one thinks of them together.
How about Vince Coleman, Ozzie Smith?
No.
How about Willie McGee, Ozzie Smith?
That would probably be the duo from that era of Cardinals history.
Someday I'm going to talk a lot about that era.
Well, I've told you I really love the 1987 Cardinals.
You were, what, four? Don't tell me you loved them.
I do.
You don't remember them.
I don't need to remember them. I look at, and that really is my first baseball memory, the 1987 World Series.
Misty May and Kerry Walsh.
Yeah?
That's a great one.
Very much is.
Derek Thomas and Neil Smith from the Chiefs. These are coming in on Twitter, at Bob Lutz. If you have a suggestion there, those are good ones.
I agree.
Who's next on your list? Number five.
Number five in my list of sports duos, Johnny Bench, Pete Rose from the Big Red Machine of the 1970s. Feuding now.
Huh. Now, see, I don't regard that as a duo, and I lived through that era.
Really? Those guys were long time.
They had
teammates.
Great players everywhere, so I don't know. But I think Joe Morgan, Johnny Bench.
Okay. Well, I picked Pete.
I don't regard them as a duo.
Really?
No.
They're as synonymous with Cincinnati Reds baseball.
So is Joe Morgan. So is Tony Perez.
No, Tony Perez is not.
Oh, please. Not he's a even, Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he's a borderline
Are
as
you kidding?
Fringe Hall of Famer as it gets.
Here's Paul. Paul, you're next.
Yeah, I was just – am I on?
Well, you need to turn your radio down, please.
There we go.
There you go.
Okay, different angle here, different sport. What about when Tiger winning all of his titles with Butch Harmon as his caddy?
A little bit of a stretch, but you're certainly entitled. That's nothing wrong
with
it. I'm
not entitled.
You're entitled to have your opinion, Paul.
Okay. Well, I'll take that.
All right. Thank you. We appreciate it. Carrie, you're on the Twin Peaks hotline. What do you have?
I'm not sure why, but hockey never gets its due. But how about Crosby and Letang?
Well,
Sidney Crosby.
Listen, that's hockey, and it's out of my realm. I did see them listed on one of the lists I looked at, so you're not alone in thinking that.
Poor hockey.
I know.
Poor hockey.
I feel bad for hockey, except for the St. Louis Blues, your Stanley Cup champions.
Well, it's better than the Capitals.
Thank you, Carrie.
Chris,
there's a hockey fan.
Chris Letang is who she's referencing.
Right.
You didn't know that.
Of course I did. I saw it on one of the lists I was looking at.
Spell Chris.
Here's Pastor Mike. Hello, Pastor Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Fantastic.
Good. I'm calling from southeast of Dallas, Texas. Listening to you on the road.
Why are you down there, Pastor Mike?
I am going to see my brother. I'm actually bringing him back up see my dad. So just a quick little turnaround trip. But I found you on the internet here on East Texas. I just got out of Dallas traffic. So,
well,
yeah, Dallas traffic is a pain.
Thanks, thanks for looking for us.
Yes, indeed. Hey, a couple of quick ones. First of all, what about that Royals comeback against the Indians with a grand slam at the top of the ninth? I guess it was. So
yeah, that was
eight.
Pretty bad. Brad Hand's been overworked lately, but you got to him, and I'll commend you for that. Indians bounce back today with a victory.
I saw that. I mean, I tried to list it on the way. Okay, three quick ones for me, my favorite ones. One in basketball, Oscar Robertson and Kareem Jabbar. That was like cutting my teeth on NBA basketball back when they won the championship. And,
the Milwaukee Bucks days.
Yes, Milwaukee Bucks days. Yeah, I enjoyed – that really got me hooked, and I became a big Oscar Robertson fan. In fact, I took the big O nickname for myself throughout school, not quickly as quite as proficient, but – the other two are probably you would have figured out are Len Dotson, Otis Taylor, and now the new one, Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
So there you go.
Those are my dynamic
duos. I was scared you were going to say Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill, but you didn't.
Yeah, I'm kind of staying away from that
one. You're having some times trying to figure out the Chiefs right now. I would love to hear more of your thoughts on that at a later date, okay, Pastor Mike?
Yeah, sometime when I'm co-hosting again.
Perfect.
Thank
you, Pastor Mike.
I'll be happy to do that. Thanks.
All right, we appreciate it. Let's get to Josh. Hello, Josh. You're on with us.
Yeah, I just had one that I thought of going back to when I really became a football fan with the Seattle Seahawks and Walter Jones and Steve Hutchinson as a left tackle, left guard duo.
Yeah, not bad. I mean, that's off the board a little bit. Offensive lineman.
Yeah, and then if we're going to go all the way to the point of sports radio, I'd have to go with Jeff Lutz and Jason Duda as probably the best sports duo.
Thank you, Josh.
Is that a shot at me, Josh?
Oh, no, sir.
So let me ask you a question. I want to stay on the phone. I want to ask you a question. So you prefer it when Jeff and Jason are doing the show and I'm off gallivanting and doing what I do?
Well, I mean, they got me through to the second round of the World Series of Baseball.
That's not happening, Josh.
I figured it would get stopped.
Thank you for the call.
We tried, Josh.
Josh understands.
If it was up to me, he'd be in the fourth round. I don't care.
Scott, hello. You're on with us. How are you today?
Hey, Bob. So glad you're back. You know, you can't be leaving the show for any amount of days like you have been. But anyway, sports,
I'll be gone next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. But other than that, I'm solid.
I'll find something else to listen to. But anyway, sports duos, NASCAR buddy, Chad Knaus, Jimmy Johnson, 7-time.
There you go. That one works. Thanks, Scott.
Rack me, I'm out.
There you go.
I have an entry for Bob and Bandwagons.
Who sent that in?
On Twitter.
They're banned.
No, I'll keep them.
They're
around.
Banned from bandwagon. What bandwagon do I jump on? Seriously, give me one. Give
every,
me one.
Every good team that's ever existed,
no.
I would say.
Give me one.
Who's your who's your favorite NBA team from the 60s?
From the 60s?
Yeah.
The New York Knicks, the late 60s.
From the 70s? Who's your
from
favorite?
From the late 60s, early 70s, because Dave Stallworth played for
and them. Then who's your favorite after that?
In the 70s?
Yeah.
I don't really recall who I followed in the NBA in the 70s. I liked Elvin Hayes, so it was more of an individual thing. I liked Elvin Hayes, so I probably was a fan of the Washington Bullets and the Houston Rockets when he played for them. Then okay. I became a fan of Larry Bird, and I became a Celtics fan.
Well, I will let people digest that information
so
however they
what,
want.
So what's bandwagon about that?
I don't know. I'm not
being
saying,
a huge Larry Bird fan
I'm not
is
saying,
bandwagon?
I'm not saying it is or
no,
it isn't.
No, I'm asking you.
I'm not saying. I can't commit one way or the other. I'm just going to let our listeners decide.
Jeff, you're on. Am I a bandwagon fan in your estimation?
When it comes to the NFL.
So Oakland's a bandwagon team? They're terrible.
Well, I mean, but how many times do you change teams in the past 10 years?
I've changed teams. I went from being a St. Louis Cardinals football fan to being an Arizona Cardinals football fan. That kind of wore itself out. Then I became a St. Louis Rams fan. And then I became an Oakland Raiders fan.
Weren't you a Green Bay fan in there
no,
somewhere?
No, heavens
Patriots,
no.
Patriots, don't forget about the
no,
Patriots.
No, not a big right? Patriots fan. I respect the Patriots. What's on your mind other than this nonsense, Jeff?
I got two things for you. Somebody brought up hockey earlier. I think if you're going to go hockey, I think to do it you have to go with is Gretzky and Messier back in the 80s.
No doubt.
Right.
And I was going to ask Jeff if he saw my tweet yesterday about the Edie concert for one day on the show in the studio.
I did not see that. I'm sorry. But
and Jeff is in no position to approve that.
I can pull those strings.
I think he could.
Thank you,
especially
Jeff.
On a day that Bob has off.
There you go. We'll put
there it is.
It's under consideration. Who's number three on your list?
Yeah, we might be able to get Jeff in. Number three is Rice and Montana. Jerry Rice, Joe Montana.
Number two.
Are we just going through it? Jordan,
yes.
Jordan and Pippen.
And number one.
Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth.
Well, you left off.
I didn't leave anybody off.
That's my list. That's a terrible omission. Jeff, hello. Jeff, you on the phone. Hello.
Hello, Bob. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for your call today.
How about Spawn Insane and Pray for Rain?
Great one. That's an old school, and I love it, Jeff.
But that's not even the best.
I'm old.
Braves
I'm old,
do.
Bob.
Thank you.
Okay,
appreciate
thank you.
It. Aaron Matthews would be
of course
the one that Braves fans would talk about the most. But Spawn Insane's great.
Pray for Rain.
Not good. Great. Hello, Henry.
Hi. I guarantee you this is on Bob's list. I can't believe no one said it. Madelyn Maris.
I'm not going to tell you if it's on my list or not, but you're damn right.
Yeah,
it is.
We skipped number four. That was my number four.
Oh, yeah, right.
It is. You went from five to three.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Henry. Well, I was going to really chastise you.
You skipped four.
So you're sure you had it at four?
Yeah, it's right there.
Let's get to David before break. Hello, David.
Hey, Bob, let's see how old school you really are. Larry Zonka and Jim Kick from the 72 Dolphins.
I love that one. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
I don't know that it'll make my top 10, but I certainly wrote it down. Again, Zonka and Kick from the Dolphins.
But are those the two guys from that team?
Well, you had Mercury Morris and you had Bob Greasy and... But Kick and Morris and Kick and Zonka and Zonka and Kick were interchangeable.
All right.
Right. Got it. George? How are you?
Bob, I'm doing good. How are you?
Good.
Good. I got a really good one here. It's Howard Cosell and Muhammad Ali.
Pretty solid.
That's very, very good. And I thought you were going to say Howard Cosell and Don Meredith that when you started.
Well, yeah, I could have gone that way. I could have gone, Dandy Don Meredith and Frank Gifford or...
I wanted to say Dandy Don Meredith.
That's very good, George. Thank you. See, that's what I like, that thinking outside the box a little bit.
Ask me what Don Meredith's nickname is.
No.
I know he just said it, but I wanted to say it.
869-1240 as we start on my list, and I wish now I'm envious of that because Howard Cosell and Don Meredith would have been a good one.
Not bad.
You got all kinds of top 10. How about Jack Buck and Harry Carey, for crying out loud?
Morgan and Miller.
Are you kidding me? Nah, don't even compare Morgan and Miller Jack Buck and Harry Carey.
Only the voice of Sunday Night Baseball for
Do you understand how
years.
Iconic Jack Buck and Harry Carey were?
John Miller's every bit
How about
bit
Denny
as good.
Matthews and Fred White?
But we're not comparing John Miller and Joe Morgan.
Denny Matthews and Fred White, people in this area of the country grew up with them.
Great.
Who do you have as an Indians duo?
We got Rick Manning and Matt Underwood, and I don't think they're
what
very good
joke.
At all.
What a joke. Number 10 on my list, and this is an outstanding list if I say so myself, Magic and Kareem.
Easy.
Here's Brad. Hello, Brad.
Yeah.
Brad, did you suck up to Jeff to go see Jason Eadie yesterday?
No, heavens no.
So a different Brad.
Yeah.
Thank you for withholding your integrity.
Why not, Brad?
Well, I don't want to go.
That's unfortunate. You're missing out. But go ahead.
What do you have, Brad?
I got Brian Piccolo and Gail Sayers.
Good one.
They made a movie 40-some years ago that makes me cry every time.
Yes, we know. And it's one of the iconic sports movies ever. Brian's song. Thank you, Brad.
All right.
Next we have Robert. Hello, Robert.
Yeah, surprised you guys are missing this one. It's obvious to me, Clayton and Duda.
Hmm. Well, if for Wichita Thunder fans, sure, and that's a good one, Robert.
All right.
Clayton obviously carried most of the load, but yeah, that's a good
Come
one.
Come on.
Hey, Duda's in Canada. He doesn't even know what I'm doing. By the way, I sent him a text today and said, "Have a great trip." I haven't heard back. Is this his travel day?
He's flying. Yeah, he's probably out of the mix to some degree. Might not even have his phone on. Why would he?
Number 9 for me is Bird McHale from the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, I thought about them, but then I had to include Kevin McHale on a list. I couldn't do it.
Love him. Thank you for being you. What?
Max gave me a look.
Yeah, he should give you a look.
I can't see Max in these new digs. 20 athletes that I consider iconic, and I'm going to put Kevin McHale on the list.
One of the all-time greats in the NBA.
Let's be serious.
One of the all-time greats.
How come nobody's named Curry and Thompson, for crying out loud?
Well, because you get confused. Is it Curry and Thompson or Curry and Durant? Curry and Thompson have been together
from the beginning.
I wrote it down. Number 8 on my list. Arnie and Jack. Now, of course, they were rivals to some degree.
Yeah,
but
don't step on our list.
You did not think of golf in those days. Those were the two guys. Yeah, you could throw in Lee Trevino, and you could throw in some others. But it was Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus.
I know.
Tiger doesn't have that duo guy.
He had Phil.
Kind of.
But he didn't push him.
Kind of.
Phil never pushed Tiger.
Oh, my gosh. It's Chuck. Chuck, how are you?
I'm fine, Bob. How are you?
Chuck, we've missed you. We were talking about you just the other day. You haven't called in a while.
Yeah, I took a step back with the, Jason Eadie stuff to see if Jeff had become reasonable, but he seems to be keep going down the rabbit hole.
Still there. It's not going anywhere,
Chuck. Just try to ignore it.
Okay, I will, but welcome back to bring some sanity and integrity back. But I'm going to throw out one, and it's Trammell and Whitaker.
That's a good one. Tom Thurber thanks you, wherever he may be.
Trammell and Whitaker, that was like one of my last cuts.
You're just trying to win Chuck back.
No, I don't need to win
I
Chuck
I know how
back.
You are.
It was.
Bothers
they were,
you that Chuck...
Well, it bothers me that he says I have no integrity. That bothers me, but what are you going to do?
He was not... Listen, he was using extremism to make a point.
I guess.
Of course you still have some integrity, but if the show devolved yesterday into what can I do for you... To bribe you to
it
see Jason
It was a
Jason
fun
Edie,
show.
Then that's a bad...
And listeners got to see a side of me that they rarely see. Boisterous and happy and engaged and energetic. I mean, it was good.
Really?
Yeah.
Only because you're selling some guy.
Pastor Mike said he could hear my smile through the airwaves. Just wonderful feedback.
Well, not there.
No. And Chuck comes back after many months of...
And we're glad to have Chuck
after
back.
I've implored him to return, and he bashes me. But what do you do?
Number 7 on my list of top sports duos, Willie Mays and Willie McCovey.
I had them, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I did. Okay. Thank goodness.
Number 6. And number 6 on my list, let me see here. I get lost sometimes. Koufax Drysdale.
Okay, that's a good one.
It is a good one, and it's not been mentioned.
No, we appreciate.
So I broke some ice with that one. Next on the phone is Dustin. Dustin, thanks for your call to the drive. What's up?
Hey, how about Aubrey Sherrod and the X-Man?
Good duo, but Antoine Carr and Cliff Levingston would be the all-time duo in a virtual dead heat with Van Vliet and Baker, right?
Right, but. I was 5 years old for the Antoine Carr-Cliff duo, so Aubrey and X were more of my childhood.
Okay. Well, listen, they are friends of the show, so I'm not going to rain on that parade at all, but I think that would be – let me think about that for a minute. You've got Stallworth and Bowman from the 60s when they were great. That would be an interesting topic.
Top 10 Shocker basketball duos?
Stallworth Bowman would certainly be right up there.
Burns and Howard for the Turgeon era.
Yeah, Burns and Howard. Miller, Wilson.
Yeah.
To some degree. Listen, they can't all be...
Baker Van Vliet.
Baker Van Vliet, for sure. And are we about to witness another duo?
Dennis. Who? Who's your duo?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Dennis Stevenson?
No.
Who?
Who's the point guard?
Burton?
Yes.
But, yeah. Who
Couldn't
knows?
Dennis Burton be a combination?
We don't know how much Burton's going to play. They brought in two highly skilled guards.
He'll play. We'll see.
Sherfield and
Where are
ETNA.
We? Number 5 on my list, Frazier Ali.
Quit doing rivals. We're doing that later.
They're a duo.
No, they're not teammates.
You can't name one without the other.
I don't even know if Frazier's Ali's best opponent.
Are you serious?
Foreman?
Are you serious?
A little bit.
Well, you weren't alive, so I'll chalk it up.
Who's the guy he knocked out first to really get on the map?
Well, I'd have to go back and do the research.
Yeah, that bothers me. It bothers me. Continue.
I'd have to go back and do the research on that. Was it Leon Spinks?
No. I'll figure it out.
Was it Jerry Quarry?
No, the first guy he just knocked out. Well, I'll get it. I'll find it.
Here's Dion. Did I pronounce your name correctly?
No, it's Dion.
Well, I apologize.
That's okay.
No need to get upset. I'm kidding. What do you have?
Sonny Liston.
How about Stockton and Malone?
Yes.
The greatest pick and roll of all time.
That's a great one. Jeff mentioned that. Yes, I agree. They're not on my list, right. However.
Okay.
Thank you. Which could upset people. Maybe. You got to win. You got to have the rings.
Yeah, but that's an iconic duo.
Yes.
That
no
is
question.
Really, you can't say one without the other. You really can't.
Let's get to Randy. We may forego World Series of Faceoff qualifying till tomorrow. This one's taken off. Hello, Randy. You're on the show.
Yeah, Bob, you're going to like this one. Bob Gibson and Steve Carlton.
Was Carlton a Cardinal long enough to be a big-time duo?
I think he was, because
okay.
I'm a big-time Cardinal fan, too.
All right, I'll give it to you. I thought about it. Thank you, Randy. But I just didn't think we saw Carlton enough at his peak to be able to put Carlton Gibson in there as a duo. Now, if Carlton had stayed with the Cardinals and they didn't trade him for Rick Wise, I'd probably have three or four more rings.
Maybe.
No, definitely. Can't. Russ, hello. You're on the show.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't hear you mention my name.
Russ, hello.
I don't know if this counts or not. Are you there?
Yep.
I don't know if this counts or not, but how about Belichick and Brady?
Jeff mentioned that, and it certainly counts.
Yeah, it pains me to say it.
I hear you.
Why is there? What's the deal?
Nobody likes the Patriots.
Oh, I thought because of me.
Thank you, Russ. No, why do you automatically assume people are attacking you?
Because you said Jeff said that. Pains me to say. I thought that was a shot at me.
Top 10 Wednesday category is top 10 sports duos. We have reached number 4 on my list, which is Joe Montana and Jerry Rice. Don't think anybody could have any qualms about that one.
Not really.
We welcome yours, continuing at 869-1240, the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. Number 3 on my list of all-time sports duos. Now, this one might surprise you a little bit. Okay? It's an old-school one. And part of the reason I put it on here is because I want to be a little different. I don't want to be just run-of-the-mill. How about Jerry West and Elgin Baylor from
the
day?
Fine. I'll tell you. It's fine.
What do you mean? They're two of the greatest players to ever lace them up.
It's fine. I've got no complaints.
Thank you.
It's fine.
But you're not blown away by it. You're not like, wow.
No, I'm not blown away, but it's fine.
You ought to be blown away.
I'll accept it.
I'm blown away.
Maybe.
Number 2, Ruth Gehrig.
Of course.
And number 1, wait a minute. I had 2 number 2s.
Of course you did.
And it's a tie. Ruth Gehrig and Jordan Pippen. And number 1 all-time sports duo, which can't even be questioned in my opinion, Mantle Maris.
All right. But that was 1 year. And
yeah, but it was more than 1 year. It was
It wasn't.
It was when baseball was magical.
Baseball is always magical.
There's never been a bigger star in the game than Mickey Mantle. There hasn't. You don't know, Jeff. You weren't around for Mickey Mantle.
Babe Ruth is the biggest star in the history of sports.
Mantle was a bigger star than Babe Ruth. And you want to know why? Because he was complicated. Not that Babe Ruth wasn't. Mickey Mantle was the kid from Oklahoma.
Nobody knew that he was complicated then.
Mickey Mantle was an unbelievable. The most famous player in baseball history, in my opinion, is Mickey Mantle.
It's Babe Ruth, and it's not close. And I don't even know if Mantle's second. He might be. He's in the argument. But
and then
Ruth.
When Roger Maris and all the things that went with that, the New York crowd wanted Mantle to be the home run champion, and here's Maris doing it.
And I would argue Joe DiMaggio's a bigger star.
Than Mantle?
Than Mickey Mantle. Yeah, war hero and married Marilyn Monroe. So I'll submit Joe D.
So Joe DiMaggio, in your mind, is the second most famous baseball player ever.
If just off the top of my head.
That'd be a good category. Remember that for later. To me, Mickey Mantle is the most famous baseball player to ever live.
When you're in your quiet moments, I think you'll back off of that.
I don't know that I will. I get it that Babe Ruth is the most iconic player ever, but fame spreads its wings.
Mickey Mantle, certainly. He's an iconic, mythical character and creature and player. But Jody and the Babe are right there. And Jeter, he's not number 1, but he's, as far as the last 15, 20 years
now, if you're starting to bring in Jeter to compare him to Mantle.
Jeter is top 10.
Okay, but he's not close to Mantle.
Yeah, he is.
Really?
Yes. He played in New York, and I know that Mantle did too, but in a time where exposure to athletes was at becoming an all-time high. And it's probably always been at all-time high because it progresses, but it's more now than it was.
I lived through a good part of Mickey Mantle's career, okay? And I was It was at a time when I was a wide-eyed kid, and things in the world, as big a sports fan as I was, things really affected me. And I was never a Yankees fan, but Mickey Mantle was everywhere. He's the guy everyone talked about.
And Joe D was that guy in the 40s, and Babe was that guy in the 20s and 30s. It was a progression from Ruth to DiMaggio to Mantle.
But one of them has to be the most famous.
And it's Ruth.
Even though it's a subjective term and a subjective evaluation.
It might be, but it's not in this case.
But if you put Ruth, Mantle, DiMaggio, I'm going to put it on Twitter.
And Jeter. Put Jeter on there.
All right. Ruth, Mantle, DiMaggio, and Jeter.
Who's the most famous player?
The most famous player in baseball history.
Sure.
Do we really believe Jeter is above Mays?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Say Yagan. No.
No, he no. is.
Jeter's is. More famous than Willie Mays?
Yes.
I'm having a stroke again.
Sorry.
Well, how's Max looking at you?
He's not. He doesn't care if it
he doesn't care about
if it
baseball.
Doesn't involve Boston.
No. He turns the other cheek. What about Ted Williams?
No.
No?
No.
Jeter's more famous
than
Ted Williams.
Yeah, and I love Ted Williams. Ted Williams might be one of my – he is one of my favorite. He might be my favorite player of all time.
Hello, Dan. You're on the show.
What's up, boys?
Hello.
It's hard for me to say this.
It shouldn't be.
But I agree with Bob. It's Mantle. Okay.
Thank you, Dan. That's not Mantle. Hard at all to say.
Who was that saying they agree with me?
My Aunt Kay, she's 80, and well, she says that it's Ruth.
Okay, easy.
This isn't a discussion about who the best player was, or
no,
obviously
famous.
That would
Mantle.
Be Ruth,
no.
But the most Mantle. Famous player. Thank you, Dan. Dan always calls in an audience.
That's
he's,
okay.
He's always around people, which I like.
As he
it
should
It means
be.
He's popular. If I called the show, it'd just be me. There wouldn't be any noise
what
in the
What do you
back.
Think about him calling his aunt out for being 80?
Brent's next. Hello, Brent.
Hello. Hey, I agree with Bob here because Mantle was famous when I was a kid. I'm a little
At least you're
Bob,
honest.
But well, he was also the best athlete. I mean, of all the guys you're talking about, he was very athletic. He was fast, he could run.
And he had the charm and the boyish good looks and everything that goes with what I'm talking about.
He was famous.
Thank you, Brent. RT, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about you guys?
We're doing fantastic.
Hey, you sound like you are. Hey, I like Mantle. I think Ruth, Mantle was playing under the shadow of Ruth all the time. But you're forgetting one guy besides DiMaggio and Mays, Ty Cobb.
Yeah, I don't think Ty Cobb quite gets to this discussion.
He's in the mix, but not quite.
Oh, I think he's got to be in the mix.
I think the four most famous baseball players of all time are Mantle, Ruth, DiMaggio, and Willie Mays. Thank you, RT.
Hey, I'll agree with you on the Mantle. I ain't going to disagree because everybody's comparing Trout to Mantle, and everybody's young rookies coming up to see the next Mantle. So I'll agree with you a little bit on that.
Thank you. Thank you. And no, Willie Mays over Derek Jeter. Can I get you to agree on that?
I don't think I do.
Willie Mays might be the greatest player ever.
You talk about people who don't know baseball over the last 20 years, they know who Derek Jeter
is. Yeah, because he's more recent.
No, because he transcended the game.
So did Willie Mays.
I agree that he did, but Jeter was everywhere.
It was May.
He
you
was
talk
in business.
About a duo, a rival. The two players that were talked about were Mantle and Mays.
Those Willie Mickey and the Duke.
Duke Snyder was great, but it was Mantle and Mays. That
I know,
were
but they weren't bigger
compared.
Than the game.
They were both center fielders. Who's better, Mantle or Mays? The debate raged through most of my childhood.
They weren't bigger than the game. The game, the game then was just bigger than everything else.
They were bigger than any game.
No, they weren't. The game
Jeff,
was bigger than
you
everything
weren't even,
else. I understand baseball
history. I couldn't
even
imagine having a child at that time.
I understand baseball history. The game was bigger then. The game is not as big with Jeter, but he was bigger than the game.
Oh, my gosh. Mays
he crossed over
Jeter every day.
I don't know.
Not close. Sorry.
It's pretty close, at least.
Ugh. It's almost more than I can handle.
No, handle it.
Coming on this show with... this is why this show is so appealing to the 50 and 60-year-olds, because they hear common sense.
They hear comfort. And they don't want to hear a new way of thinking.
And then the 20 and 30-year-olds, they hear a guy that, you know what? This is one of the few, I think I'm buying into this
old guy.
I think
your generation is most desperate to relive their youth. I don't think that exists outside of baby boomers. I really don't.
Really?
I really don't.
Well, we don't know because your generation hasn't gotten here yet.
Did the greatest generation feel that way? Did Gen Xers? I don't think they feel that way. I think most...
No, they haven't gotten old enough to feel that way yet.
The Gen Xers are in their 40s and 50s.
Gen X, call the show. Are you reliving your youth? We've come to the end. I'm not ready to end.
Well, we'll pick this up tomorrow.
Back in a minute to wrap it up, the drive on KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.